The omnibus bill's main sponsor is Baker Republican Greg Evers in his role as chairman of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
It tries to revamp some of the inequities that we're having in the Department of Corrections. We have my committee and some of the other senators have done some surprise visits, and these are things that we have found that need to be corrected.
The prison system has been plagued by inmate deaths and allegations of inmate abuse. Evers' measure attempts to address some of the problems, like making sure correctional officers have proper training, and it creates an independent oversight board that can conduct its own investigations and do surprise inspections. Judy Thompson with Forgotten Majority, a group that has for several years received letters from inmates and correctional staff to help root out the abuse, applauded the measure. She drew comparisons between a 1973 study called the Stanford prison experiment that had to be stopped early because of the alarming results. In it, 24 male students were selected to participate to act as either guards or inmates.
And the officers began to taunt the students who were role modeling as inmates, and that went from insults to doing petty tasks over and over again, demeaning types of behavior. The other thing that came out of this study is that there's three types of officers. They're good, there's tough but fair, and there are those that are cruel. And this bill, SB 7020, helps to safeguard and protect those inmates within the Florida Department of Corrections against those cruelties.
Still, while he likes the overall bill, Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron shared an earlier complaint he'd had with one provision that tries to ensure adequate health care is provided for the inmates by putting criminal penalties in place.
Corrections officers, they're in a very dangerous environment, and they certainly should never abuse an inmate. But let's not fool ourselves that there are occasions when somebody who's serving a life term, what do they have to lose by making an allegation against someone that may or may not be warranted? So I want to make sure we're fair. I think this bill does a good job in protecting those interests, and if we can resolve the criminalization of failure to do certain things, I think that this can be a reform effort that we all can be proud of.
Evers, who was expected to work with Negron, took a bit of an issue in his closing remarks.
So, yes, I do want to protect our correction officers, but I do also want to protect the inmates. And that was the reason that I had the language, or still have the language in there, that Senator Negron would like to remove. And what it is, it's to stop the abuse by certain officers that's of the mindset to abuse is a form of correction.
And the bill is now headed to the Senate floor after passing the Senate Appropriations Committee unanimously Wednesday. Meanwhile, compared to the Senate, the House has been relatively silent on its own prison reform package. So is it a priority for House Speaker Steve Crisafulli?
Well, we're certainly paying attention to what's going on over in the Senate, but I've left that up to the chairs. I know they have talked to me about it. Chair Metz has actually gone out and done some visits himself. You know, doesn't really talk about him a lot because he's just out there doing the research. But I'm leaving that up to my chairs, and they're certainly engaged in the issue. But we're paying attention to what's going on over there as well, and we'll continue to do that.
Crisafulli has tasked Representative Larry Metz with taking the lead on the issue in his capacity as chair of the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. Still, with the exception of making the surprise prison visits, there hasn't been much talk of it in his committee. But the lead Democrat on that panel, St. Petersburg Representative Daryl Rusan, says the House is still engaged on the issue.
We just want the world to know that the House is not silent on this issue. And even though the Senate may be getting more pressed because of some questions they're asking, some hearings that they're doing, we're watching all that and taking that into consideration. And on the appropriate side, we're acting on it.
And just what are some of these actions?
We have heard that part of the tension and pressure that's been on Department of Corrections is because of understaffing, because vacancies have not been able to be filled, and that maybe that contributed to lack of safety for inmates as well as lack of safety for correctional officers. So Chair Metz has decided this year that we're going to fill those vacancies, and we're going to have some proviso that will make sure Department of Corrections spends that money on the vacancies and not shifts it toward other things.
And Orlando Representative Randolph Bracey, who's the lead Democrat on the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, says a similar measure to the Senate's proposal is expected to be taken up in his committee next week. He says it contains a lot of similarities, like specialized training for officers and making sure there's more avenues for inmates to report abuse. But Bracey says there's one area of the measure he wishes was added, the Independent Oversight Board.
Republican leadership felt that the Department of Corrections shouldn't be penalized without a proper opportunity to be fully funded. And if they are understaffed and overworked, how about we consider providing the staff to have a conducive environment in the prison system before we penalize them with an oversight commission? So they felt it was like a bad tag that they could have. It was something that they didn't deserve. That's what they felt about the Department of Corrections. So let's give them an opportunity to get it right.
Still, he says, even without the oversight board, the House's proposal still contains, quote, a lot of teeth to hold the state's prison system accountable. That measure is expected to get its first hearing Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.